Girl Sitting is one of a series of etchings, drawings, and paintings that Freud calls naked portraits.
He wants to differentiate his images from the classical tradition of the nude, which is typically a very idealized representation of the female form, very pleasing and harmoniously composed. By contrast, Freud's work is often quite difficult to look at. He wants his images to be what he thinks of as true to life. He does not work from photographs. He does not work from memory. Although the poses may seem rather awkward, in fact, they are often the positions that his subjects sit or recline or lie down in naturally. In this etching, Girl Sitting, what's strange is the way that the subject's head has actually been cropped, even though there's a large amount of empty space at the bottom of the picture. This would seem to go against any traditional ideas, but for Freud, it's better if there's something a little bit jarring or unexpected in an image like this. And in fact, when he first started working on it, the etching plate was bigger, and he did have the sitter's full head within the picture frame. But after he had finished the etching, he thought it wasn't quite right and ended up actually trimming the top of the composition so that it looks like this.
The etchings in this room are significantly larger than any he had previously done.
Just in the space of a couple years, Freud has really taken a leap with his etchings, trying to see if he could combine meticulous linear detail with a large and complex composition. When Freud started working on the larger plates, he also started to actually stand his copper plates up on an easel the way he would with a painting canvas. This is a very unusual practice in etching, and I think it's something that affords him a great deal more breadth and strength in his etching strokes.